Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. My name is Dave Colombo-Jenkins, and I'm joined this week by Tice. What's happening, Tice?
One more from my EP. This is You, featuring a Machine Drum and Holly on Fool's Gold.
Very much feeling that, Mr. Tyson. I hope to see you on Fool's Gold again. So, sick EP. And now on to something from DJ Hybrid. This is coming out very soon. It's on Boom 93. It's called Big Up the Wobbles, and you'll hear why in just a few seconds.
Great, great titling. Big Up the Wobbles.
We take it from the very TLP. Bigging up the Warping Star Massive, who phoned up for the rewind on this one. It's yours.
Yours.
bigging up the Warping Stars.
What's next?
This is Noise Parfumery with a track called Chessboard.
That's a checkmate for Noise Parfumery. I wasn't able to get it in before, but I got it in.
Do you know the Jose Mourinho taking off his headphones meme?
No, I don't, because I'm not a football guy. I'm not even much of a meme guy or a headphones guy.
There's this picture of Jose Mourinho taking off his headphones with a very, very annoyed expression, and that's what I just went through. I feel you, Jose. I'm with you.
Brilliant. Do you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling Hieroglyphics' new project, Two Swords. Well, it's not a project, it's a development, an evolution, a creative one at that. This is called Unreality. Slow-mo rave stabs for the win.
Ah!
And the next thing we're playing is Filthy Habits with a track called Strange Things.
Thank you very much, Filthy Habits, and a shout out to anyone who's trying to quit any filthy habits. You are doing good work. So now on to something on D&B All-Stars, which gives me an opportunity to say big up EJ Kittle, who I met at Gemfest the other day, and is one of the three women behind the label and absolutely killing it. So this is the latest release. It's from Bass Tripper, who's been very, very busy lately. It's called Deserted, and it's definitely part of the kind of canon of frog noises, but we're trying to work out which type of frog it might be. I reckon it's one of those frogs that if you lick the back of it and you get a little bit silly, allegedly.
Okay. This is Stop Running by Local on Incursion.
Nice one, Local. Big up to you all and everybody from the fair city of Manchester. Now on to all artists from France, really. You know I like to say j'adore on this show, and I'm going to say it right now. J'adore to Obsess, who's a brand new artist from France who's just been signed by Noi. This is possibly their debut or a very early track of theirs, because I'd not heard of Obsess before until Noi sent it to us. But it's a lovely track. It's called Catharsis, and you can kind of feel that in the music. J'adore, etc.
Now, you are listening to a Vizsla remix of Arclight, Jellystone.
There is something out there that has forever altered human culture. What do our capabilities have
very much, Vizsla. Now on something very funky from Camel and Crooked and Matthews, kind of tapping into that old hospital kind of disco-y type of vibe there. This track is called Lies, and I can tell you a lie that I read earlier on Google. I was searching for Camel, Crooked and Matthews. I was searching up this particular track on Google, and for some reason a Reddit thread came up where someone was comparing them to Noisia, saying, like, I've just realized in their profile shot they do very much look like a young version of Noisia. And deep in the comments, which is where you should always look if you fancy a little chuckle, someone had put, it's the Noisia that you ordered on Wish. Which did make me chuckle late at night last night, and I mean it, and absolutely no offense to Cameron Crooked and Matthews, who make great music. Big up and lots of respect. This is very funky. It's called Lies. I've already told you that. Or have I? Is this a lie? Who knows? I'm going to stop. Or will I? Is this a lie? Or is this bit a lie?
Stop, Dave.
I am actually going to stop now. Up everybody who was at the Vision Party in Volks in Brighton, including this man Rohan, who I actually couldn't see play because he was playing a bit late and I had to get to bed. Okay, this is Sticks and Stones. Big up Rohan.
Yeah.
Okay, current value, more techno drum and bass. After that excellent mezzo track, we have a current value track too. This one's called 212. It's coming out on MCR. Big up, current value.
Big up.
Big up. Just big up.
Current value, never cease to impress. That's nuts. And now on to something on a big old dance floor-y kind of tip. This is Leveler and Trex. That's a good combination. This is called Obey.
Whatever that takes. The only way to be human, the only way to be don't know what will happen. Man, they can't, this killer is shot for 9 o'clock. And you will know, gunshot, me will let that go. Me will catch them after the show. Test some man, I'm gonna test my bro. Me will dump it, I left them. Dump it, I left them. Could I be rich on our west end? Could I be family, our best friend? Test some man,
sounds of Zed's Dead, Moody Good, Killer P, Matt Ting on Dead Beats.
Wow, what a combo.
Check, Matt Ting with the killer man, I said.
Because you don't know what will happen. Man, they can't, this killer is shot for 9 o'clock. And you will know, gunshot, me will let that go. Me will catch them after the show. Test some man, I wanna test my bro. Me will dumpy, I left them. Dumpy, I left them. Could I be bricks on our west end? Could I be family, our best friend? Test some man, I wanna test them. Test them, R.I.P. you will rest. Put gunshot in enough man chest. No, you must share ball and stress.
Love to see combinations like that. Zed's Dead, Moody Good and Killer P all together on a track. That is wicked. And now brand new artist for me, Vel, who I'm really interested in having here, this kind of deep garagey number. I had to look it up because I'd never heard of Vel before, but they're coming out on Veil with this. And the only thing that I found on Google was the in-flight promo reaction thing, which said downloading for Vision Radio consideration. That was literally the only interesting thing I could find on Google. And here it is on Vision Radio. The system works. So big up Vel, big up Veil, and big up the good people at In-Flight Promo Services. This is Vibes. It's called Reject, in case I hadn't said the title, by the way.
Dave,
I probably am actually, but yeah, okay. Tice just pointed out that there was a really obvious pun that I could have made there about the track being called Reject, and it was actually picked for the radio. But we don't reject things, we celebrate things. Reject is a negative word, and I don't operate by negative words, and I also don't pick any other tunes as well, so I don't do any of the rejecting. I'm just the pretty face of the show making silly puns. What's next? This is a wicked track actually coming in. Tell us what it is.
This is Slick Rick by Tej.
Yes.
Fellas good, you know what fellas good for the moolah. Don't smoke no moolah, be the main, call me Slick Tip the ruler. Call me Slick Tip the Ruler. supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble.
It's the reload.
It's the reload. Thank you very much to everybody who gets involved in the reload and gets involved on our Discord and our Patreon and supports us on Patreon and all of that groovy stuff. This week, we are back to Matt Zoe, his second song on the show. We opened with this last week. It's called Kamikaze Cosworth, which is an amazing title and it's an amazing tune. Big up Matt Zoe and everybody who votes for this reload.
This is Zeke Beats with Program Activated on Bass Rush.
Yeah, vibes. Loving this. Have I given a yaymuck this week? I don't think I have. This is my yaymuck.
All systems activated.
program activated there from Zeke Beats, and we're going to keep all of your programs activated, every single program, all running at once all of the time, so you can't tell which one is running. It's UFO, and that is how his music generally makes me feel. He's also been the main provider of dubs for a lot of the sets I've been playing recently, so huge shouts to UFO. I absolutely love you, and I'm loving this one. It's called Pizza Plus Coffee Equals Activate. I believe it's out on all the people now. Glitch Mob have just released a wicked VA, which I believe this is on.
Programs activated, Dave. Are you one of those persons that it reminds me of seeing other people's batteries run out? I get feelings when I see people with like 2% battery on their phone or on their laptop. Like I get like emotional feelings. Like I feel actual anxiety when I see other people's.
I am that guy. I'm always on about 10% battery, always kind of looking for a charger that I might have lost. And a lot of people gasp at my phone in general because the screen is so fucked and so crap. I just cause anxiety wherever I go just by whipping out belongings and stuff like that.
Just start carrying a lot of power banks and then you can just give them away.
Yeah, exactly.
I should try to.
No, but I have the anxiety, so I should have like five...
Yeah.
Five power banks, just like to be able to charge everyone so that I feel better about
the charging fairy. You go around with USB-Cs wherever you go. Go on, I love it. What's coming up next? Oh, speaking of charging, what's this called?
Oh,
hey,
not really though.
Dark energy. Yes, it is. All energy is dark because it's burning fossil fuels and displacing people.
That's not
the
it
wrong
means,
kind of dark energy.
That's okay. This is Raw Tech featuring Audica, and the track's called Dark Energy.
Yeah, really, really feeling that there's a Bjork-like quality to those vocals. And the original came out in 2017, and there's a whole load of updates from Rawtech available on their label, which I can't quite see because my screen is covering it, Kuwait. Right, so on to the penultimate tune of the show. This is Cocktail Party Effect, who we've been bigging up loads of lately. They have an amazing album out called Gulper Eel Balloon. Go back and listen to previous stories if you want to hear my love for the title there and the animal it's named after, but I have said that story two times now, so I won't again. This one's called Reset. Listen to the whole album, Cocktail Party Effect. I am going to be in touch with you for an interview at one point when I'm less busy. Really, really, really into your stuff. This is called Reset, just in case I haven't said that.
Yes, and now for the last track. Thank you all for listening, tuning in, and all the things that we say every week. We're keeping it Yuku. The last track was Cocktail Party Effect on Yuku, and this is also on Yuku. This is the new direction Muad'Dib is taking it, and we all love it. Big up Muad'Dib. This one's called Ebanigi. So yeah, thanks for listening, and see you. I will be back in 3 weeks, and Dave and Frank will be back in 1 week.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Okay, so for all listeners listening in real time, this is Wednesday the 3rd of July. On Thursday the 4th of July is a really important day in the UK. Tice, can I please give out a message to everybody to vote tactically and get the current leaders out of their position? They are greedy, horrible, absolutely corrupted and rotted away the UK. Please, can we vote the Tories out? Tice?
Yes, please vote the Tories out. I have to say I'm pretty cynical and I don't expect Labour to do much better, to be honest.
Same.
It's a bit like choosing between Biden and Trump. It's like, well, it's a disgusting offer. It's a disgusting menu. And Labour isn't maybe that bad, but ever since they booted Corbyn out, it's like they've just been pandering to the right more and more. So yes, by all means, the Tories they've mismanaged the country. They made so many promises that they knew they couldn't keep, and then they broke them. Now everyone that voted Tory is going even more to the right because they still believe it's the foreigners that caused it and not the fucking Tories and the rich people in place. So by all means, vote them out. I just hope that Labour can do anything in this pile of rubbish that the Tories have caused. Also because the Labour's like internal policy, I don't think it was the right thing to do the way they've been kind of shifting to the right in order to stay closer to popular sentiment, instead of being like, no, fuck that, you know, it's not the foreigners, it's not Europe, it's ourselves, and we need to do better.
Yes. 100% yes, Tice.
Also, yes, Dave.
Yes, Dave and Tice.
Yeah.